somebody else arrived too.
Right on time.
Morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. Is that Steve?
Yep. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to this 2-day partners weekend up at Dave Stokas in Virginia.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that sounds
cool. There's only going to be 35 people there.
Uh-huh.
And I guess tomorrow night is going to be, you know, it's like, you know, it starts at 6 and ends at 9, and then Saturday it runs from 8 to 8. They're going to have, you know, total training and all kinds of stuff going on, I guess. And I don't know, he requested us bring our laptops with us. And, yeah, and then at nighttime they're going to have like a dressy dinner so on Saturday night. So it should be good.
Oh, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to stay there for the week, too, where we had some timeshare that we're going to use up in the Shenandoah Valley, up in Massanutta.
Oh, I bet that's...
Yeah, so we'll be spending our anniversary and Thanksgiving up there.
Well, how fun. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully the weather's good like it is here now. So.
What anniversary are you having?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
47 years.
Is that right? They were babies when you got together, huh?
Forever. I've known him since I was 15.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
My brother, my eldest brother and his wife, have known each other since they were 14 or 15, too.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. This day and age, right?
I love it. It's a good example for others, you know?
I know. Well, we try.
Have you tried any new recipes lately, or?
Not really. No, I haven't really tried anything different or cooked anything different. It's just been very hectic here, you know?
Yeah.
So
I felt the same way. I'm like, Holly, I haven't even been to the grocery store in a few days here. I'm like, what's up with that?
I know.
I bought a bunch of things at the grocery store.
It's arrived.
For particular recipes, and I never... made them, so now I'm wondering why I bought those. What recipe would you make that with?
I have to buy something fresh and then not be able to cook it right away. You know, it drives me crazy, and I do that more than not, you know. By the time I eat it, it's like, you know, kind of already, it's already gone south, you know. But anyways, the place that we're staying, too, you could bring, you know, it's a resort-type thing, and it's, I mean, I've got 2 bedrooms. I mean, it sleeps 6 people. Like, it's just for the 2 of us. I've asked, I can't tell you how many people I've asked to see if they wanted to come. Want to come, Jeannie?
Yeah. Oh, that's so
Yeah. It has a big water park and everything else inside, and, yeah, it's supposed to be quite a resort, but anyways, I was hoping maybe one of my family members would have decided to take a little trip, but he does driving for a living, so, I mean, you know, he's not particularly enthusiastic to drive any more than he has to, you know.
Sure. Somebody else joined us? Want to say hello? You know, I was wondering about Thanksgiving, too. Are you going to do something there?
Yeah, I bought a tofurkey, you know. I mean, I've had it before, and it's really very good, and I was going to bring it, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, just to bring it, and then you have to cook it and all that. Then I'm going to make sure I have everything I want with it, and, you know, it's a little different, you know. So, I don't know. I'm going to wing it. I think we're going to wing it and see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
But I know at this retreat that we're going to, I mean, Dave sent down an email, you know, because I guess they're going to have a chicken dinner and asked if anybody wanted vegetarian. So I said, wow, that's cool, you know.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to, wait a minute, Massanutta in the Shenandoah Valley. Out in, at the retreat that Dave is putting on is in, wait a minute, I got the paperwork right here. Let's see. The resort is in Gavesville, Virginia. And the retreat is going to be in Harrisburg, Virginia.
Harrisonburg.
Yeah, Harrisonburg. I always say Harrisburg.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody always corrects me.
When is it?
This weekend. It's going to be Friday night and all day Saturday and Saturday night. And so we have the resort from Friday to Friday. So.
Oh, you're going to be gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, so it should be, it really should be a nice time, you know. I mean, we've got a lot of space, and we've asked everybody, would you like to come? Would you like to come? Nobody's taken us up on it yet. Watch, everybody will show up, you know.
They will come. It'll be overflowing with people. They're going to surprise.
Yeah, it's about a 10-hour drive. You know, we figured about has arrived hours anyways. So. With
okay.
The stopping and all that. So we're going to leave. Has arrived.
Who else is joining us here?
Hi. Good morning. This is Onita.
Hi, Onita.
This is Char.
Hi, Char. Good morning.
Hey, Char.
Where's Char? Everybody wants to know.
headed toward another appointment to get added. Where is it, Jay? Sacramento? Edge in Sacramento. Yeah, we'll be there. We just left Las Vegas. We didn't get out very early. There was a lot of excitement.
Oh, good. I bet there was. Wonderful.
Has arrived.
Good. Everybody's arriving. So anybody else want to say good morning? Hello?
Hello again.
Oh, it's Steve again. Good.
The wellness preview is in a family sports clinic. I'm sorry. No. That's the next one that's going to be done here. On the other side of town, they decided last night they were opening another wellness preview. Physical therapy clinic. Yeah, okay. I've got the card sitting here. Family and sports physical therapy clinic with physical therapists. What was really exciting for everybody there that didn't already know this was that one of the gals that is a psychotherapist. Yeah. Anyway, she had worked with a light for over 10 years that she had paid $10,000 for.
Wow.
And when she started privately telling me some of the things that had happened, her most dramatic ones, oh my gosh, it'd curl your hair.
Really?
She says, this will outdo anything they've ever brought on. She says, I know what this is compared to the one I have, and this is far better than what I have. What I have, she still has the light. Still works
wow.
with it. So that was very exciting to hear, because reading that, and she knew about the book and all, I mean, she knew about, you know, everything that we were dealing with, and she just, oh, I just love hearing all these testimonies on something that she knew about, and she was in her practice, had to have professional training and certification on it and all that stuff, and she says, here, you guys get it in a better form than what I had that can do more, and don't have to go through any of this stuff.
So
she's a psychotherapist. She was using it more for depression and sad and that kind of stuff?
She deals with that herself, so
oh.
I guess. That was part of it, but she was also dealing with cancer patients. And
wow.
Yeah, and she said, there's no way of describing what the potential of this is, she said.
What was I just watching? I mean, everything is energy, they were saying. What was I watching? I mean, even... the body. Oh, I know. Anybody watch Oprah yesterday? That's what it was. There's a place in Brazil, and this is one that I'm going to have to watch again, where people from around the world are going. This guy who has a second grade education literally does healing, and it's all energy, and a head of a psychiatry department, and I don't remember where, went down there totally to figure out what is going on and how this is happening, and he is still baffled after being there 8 years ago. And, you know, he described everything is energy. The body is energy. And at the very end, this, I think the guy wrote a book. At the very end, it was like, our body is just, and I've heard this years ago, our body is just a shell that we inhabit. And everything is energy, and it all works together or not. Very interesting, fascinating.
Yeah, I saw part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard his story, that story before, I think, years ago.
Yeah, there's a guy in Cleveland who does this. And at the very end, they also said, if everything is free. You do not pay for it. And he, the psychiatrist said, if you pay for it, wasn't it he who said, or was it the woman? It takes the value of it away.
I didn't catch that. But.
Yeah, there's a guy here who is actually a physician, but also does this, and people line up to go. It's unbelievable. The editor-in-chief of O Magazine went down there because her father had died suddenly 2 years before, and she was still in the trenches of it. She felt that, you know, this has got to change. I should not be feeling bad after 2 years. And they used prayer. They used meditation. Some of it's hands-on. The psychiatrist, when he was walking down there, had not been touched by this man, and all of a sudden he looked down and there was blood on his shirt. He lifted it and he had an incision near his heart on his body. It just appeared. It was fascinating.
That was also pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was Oprah.
Interesting. I have an article I want to send out to you guys, the Washington Post. From the 17th, so 2 days ago, called Winter's Lighted Light Darkens Many Moods. And it has some pretty neat statements in light of our light. Talking about the days getting shorter, 20% of Americans start to feel down as the days get noticeably shorter. And some of these who study organisms' internal rhythms say exposure to light, morning light in particular, is what makes the difference, the mood. This guy Rosenthal wrote a book called Winter Blues. It agrees that morning light has been shown to relieve the blues, but he adds that light can be helpful at any time. Light can have an immediate boosting effect on energy and mood. Women are 3 times as likely as men to develop the seasonal symptoms. Just real quick, I'll just read a blip. They were saying, what can you do about winter blues? Experts say the best place to start is by exercising and limiting your carbohydrate and sugar intake. Although people may crave serotonin-boosting carbohydrates, binging on high-caloric foods will lead to the winter weight gain common to blues and sad sufferers. Added pounds often take a toll on people's self-image and self-esteem. Brighten your environment. Add extra lights to rooms and open your blinds. Take a walk in the sun at lunchtime. Increased light exposure may trick your body clock that it is a long, bright summer day. Start getting more light on early autumn mornings. Your internal clock may never get out of sync. A bright light therapy lamp. This is, let's see, around September, and this guy is giving his Rosenthal. Around September, Rosenthal uses a dawn simulator, an alarm clock that starts to light up his bedroom around 5 a.m. I thought about you, Shar, when you had the light on and Jenny got up and got dressed and went down and it was still dark out.
Yeah. Didn't even realize. I've got it sitting on my shoulders right now because I woke up all the excitement yesterday and everything that was happening. I'm probably not talking into this again. I just get excited and I can feel it. I can feel it in my body. And so anyway, she had really, the gal, her name was Pauline, had really emphasized Some of the gals there knew you too, Jeannie. I can't remember who it was that said, "Oh yeah, I know who she is." Where we've been.
Maureen. Yeah, maybe Maureen.
Maureen. Oh yeah, Maureen. Yeah, she did a great dissertation on, and got, she told me privately, and I said, "Well, you know, I'm not the only one that's here for the first time, and so I want you to repeat that on why the clinic had taken these products in." And boy, I took a picture of their display and am going back into a physical therapist that's in one of our rental buildings. And I talked to him like, how many years ago, Danny? Probably 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, he was just setting up his practice, and he was overwhelmed with it. And he says, "But stop by any time." And so I'm just going to walk in and say, "You know, I remember the invitation, stop by any time." And here I am, you know, a few years later. I'll ask Vince how long it was right at the very beginning of him going into business for himself. He'd been working in the building under somebody else, and they moved out, and he stayed. So anyway, she explained exactly how and why they use all of the products, and now hold classes there. They have a rotation, I guess it's every Saturday, they have a rotation of like 4 classes that they hold for the public right there.
Wow.
She said 60%, between 60 and 70% of the people coming in now are asking, is there anything other than traditional treatment with drugs and surgery, because I know how bad my situation is and I don't want to go that route first.
Wow.
And she says, "Can we lie?" No, we can't lie. She came in contact with another person that was using products also, but not making it public. And she said, with that, she said, "We had to go public. We've got everything set up. They see it. They have the reading material. We don't push it on anybody. They just see it. They know it's there, and they ask." You know, are you, it was little tags around different places, settings where they can read something that says, if you're not convinced you really need surgery, you know, something like that. So it was, and then, you know, talking to Pauline with the light, anyway, I'm repeating, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Good thoughts. Anybody have any comments?
That article is, you know, right on what, when you were talking about the beginning of the day, the end of the day, that was exactly, you know, if anybody didn't hear Balzer's comments, maybe it was on a call that we were in on and somebody, and it was a regular one, but anyway, that was his exact statement. First thing in the morning, last thing, you know, or late in the evening, doesn't have to be the very first thing, I'm sure, but anyway, morning and evening, and I ask her how long, she says, it's going to be on for me.
Mm-hmm.
She says,
this guy,
I have a comment. Zoom was at a True Value hardware store yesterday. And he's seen a Spectrum. It was a Spectrum light, and it was $34. Now, could you please tell me what is the difference between that light and a light that our light?
Do you have my question?
Oh, you probably got that, Jeannie.
Those are all going to be fluorescent.
Well, did it say full spectrum, though, or just spectrum? That's another question.
Yeah, it says, Bill said it was said
full spectrum.
Full spectrum.
Okay.
I went in and printed out immediately everything on full spectrum white, and the bulbs range from $20 to about $300. Oh, I can't remember what the top one was, somewhere between $300 and $400. And, there's just no comparison. It's like taking a refrigerator magnet and putting it up against ours. It's the same thing.
I mean, you can get into all, and that's why I was reading, and that's why we were talking about the blue spectrum being spiked. None of it has that kind of thing. You might find.
Right. How could we, how could we say, what can we say to somebody who said, gee, I was in the store and I seen this light for $34. What makes yours so special?
Well, the biggest thing is the frequency rate of the way the light works. Like Char said, what you're going to see out there at this point is either an incandescent that has been tweaked to make it so that it's got a Kelvin temperature that's similar to the natural light.
Has left the conference.
You've got a fluorescent light that has that. Our, on the fact sheet, you see it says, I think it was a color rendering index CF. And that means that 90% of that light is visible to the eye and not frustration to the eye. And a lot of other lights are going to have that, but the lack of 60 cycle frequency of the fluorescent is what's going to be the biggest thing. And it just, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you've ever taken the magnetic tester and walked around your house close to the walls and seen where your electricity goes. And you can, in my house, I have a 220 circuit, and everywhere that 220 circuit goes through the walls, I can go through the other side of the wall and just alongside the wall and find where that circuit goes just with a magnetic tester.
And I think the fact that we have, it's LED.
Yeah, the LED means that it doesn't have that fluorescent cycle that is so bad for your eye.
The flickering.
Yeah, the flickering. You know, the old computer model
has arrived.
It's not that bad in comparison, but now I sit in the area at work where I have a whole bunch of lights right over the top of me, and I come home every day with a headache. It's right and crazy. And I've been threatening I'm going to go buy an umbrella and put it up this tight over the top of my workstation so I don't have to have the lights blaring down on me and make my eyes hurt.
I wonder if we couldn't do strength tests with them as well. The difference.
I did that last night, and it was amazing. I took a gal I haven't seen for years. It's in our organization that came, and I took her in the back because the clinic, like other regular office complexes, had fluorescent tubes in the ceiling. They hadn't even switched them to daylight bulbs, and she was weak. She was absolutely drained. I mean, she had no strength. And she just looked at me when I tried to pour it, you know, because she had left a magnetic product on already. And I took her up and stood her in front of the light, and the light was just shining on her. And, just, you know, wasn't real close, just shining on her. And on her back, because she said, I've got some issues with my back. And before I even finished the strength test, she said, I can feel it. I can feel it right now.
Wow.
And she was so strong, I couldn't even begin to get her fingers separated. And she's no bigger than I am. And it was just, I mean, she was amazed. She just, I cannot believe it. And, you know, people are, it's the same thing. Sorry I got cut off because we lost connection, but I'm sure Steve and everybody else filled in with what I was going to say anyway. But that was the first
true
one Denny thought of.
This guy in the article has used a light therapy box, and it emits 2,500 to 10,000 lux, L-U-X, which I'm not familiar with that, but it says the latter is equivalent to a bright sunny day even seen through a window, so that would be the 10,000 lux. And they typically
the lux
cost...
is,
$75 to $475.
Oh. The one lux is equal to one candle lit.
Oh, okay.
I just read that in Lieberman's book. He was explaining that.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my book. That'll be good. Now, I'm excited. You know, we have a lot. Our technologies are amazing. And I always go back to the fact that I know, you know, I trust our company. We're a debt-free.
Has arrived.
We're always on the cutting edge of whatever it is that we have. So I love that. Right at the forefront. Somebody else want to say good morning?
Oh. Mary Lou. I'm late.
Hi, Mary Lou. Good to hear from you. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Who's doing anything special for Thanksgiving? Or have we thought about it? It sneaked up on us this year, I think.
Can I just make an announcement, please?
Yes.
Vitamix is having a weekend sale this weekend, and I believe it's free shipping. If you go to vitamix.com/factory sale, you can find out about it.
Factory sale.
So if you know anybody who's looking for a Vitamix, this might be when they want to buy one.
Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, do you know if that's the reworked ones or they're brand new ones?
They have both online because they've been advertising.
I get it.
On it's a Cleveland company, so they advertise on there. And also, since I went to that thing with Victoria Rutenko a month or two ago, I guess we're on the mailing list now, and I got a brochure from them also.
One we get, kind of a flyer, but I don't hear any of those ads, so that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I did go online to see what this, you know, what they have, and it had both reconditioned and new ones that they're promoting.
All right.
Thank you, Nancy. I got somebody that will appreciate knowing about that, so.
Yeah, I'm sure, it's, you know, you can do it all over the country, so.
Anyone have a recipe on hand?
I didn't want to do Thanksgiving. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. What were you going to say, Cher?
I think a little bit yesterday talked about the tofuki, and one thought was to add some chicken seasoning to that mix that we did the recipe of last year. I noticed there was another one sometime a little while back that was on the internet, and I didn't check to see if it was the same. So, Google that, vegan turkey or something like that, or even tofuki or whatever, and see, we'd probably come up with a lot more adjustments to that basic recipe that we had last year with the increased amount of interest on it.
I printed off one yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's from allrecipes.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's very...
Two different ones. I just did tofu and turkey, and it was quite interesting. It doesn't look all that horribly difficult to do, and so I think I'm going to experiment with it. I was asking Carol last night what far he was, that kind of thing. If he talked about using 3 cups of prepared herb stuff, which that would be something that I would be able to use, but I'm sure that I can come up with something that I can make up. I thought it was pretty interesting. It didn't look very difficult to do.
Tamari is a, did you find out what it was?
Yeah, I Googled it itself and found out it was just an original type soy sauce that would have done the course half wheat, half soy
right.
in it. So, I thought that was interesting. Carol said it was way more expensive to make than soy sauce, but according to what I read about it, was that it took a lot more time to produce 100% soy in half a half weekend soy. For whatever reason, the soy takes longer to process. So
I get wheat free tamari. I thought maybe all tamari was wheat free, so I guess I'm wrong on that thought.
No, I think it is. That regular soy sauce, you know, they deviated and started to make soy sauce, half wheat, half, you know, or part of it wheat, part of it soy, because it was so much faster to process and make.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I thought that was very interesting. So,
I have one that is organic tamari gluten-free soy sauce.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also a reduced sodium version, too.
Oh.
So they're both by Sanjay.
What was it?
They're both, the brand is Sanjay, S-A-N-J.
Okay.
Yeah, water, organic soybeans, salt, organic alcohol. Oh, to preserve freshness. So the low sodium one has per tablespoon 700 milligrams of sodium. Ooh. Wow. And then the other
one.
Yeah, and the original one has 940.
Wow. And what's miso?
Miso?
Yeah.
Miso is also made from soybeans. I have aged and fermented soybeans. This one's from Eden. Organic, whole organic soybeans, water, sea salt, organic toasted barley flour, and koji. This one has in it. Have you ever heard of miso soup?
I think I've heard of it, but never participated.
Yeah, it's really a Japanese restaurant. They usually have it. It's really a real fine brothy soup. But this is miso is a natural koji fermentation process, traditional techniques and craftsmanship, it says on here. So, and it's just...
And a lot of that stuff now in the miso and is coming out GMO, you find GMO-free. It's really very, very healthy, beneficial way of consuming soy. I love the flavor of miso. I used to say, years ago, I found when I first tried it, I would thin it down with water, just a little bit, you know, like a fourth or a half a teaspoon, thin it down with water and drip it over my rice, just plain rice, brown rice as a seasoning. And I got really hooked on that. And it has a salty taste because it...
Rebecca has arrived.
The sea salt. Also, and but you know, I a little bit goes a long way. In the recipe, it gives a wonderful flavor too. And they come in all different colors. And I know you've noticed that, Jeannie. They go from white to red to dark and light, and some of it depends on, I think, which brand you get as to how it's designated. But there's quite a variety. And, you know, if they carry any amount of Asian products in the store, and it's refrigerated usually. I don't think I've ever seen it not refrigerated. Have you, Jeannie?
No, And it lasts a long, 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 long time. Because you use a little bit.
Yeah. It's something you'll have for 9 years because I have a little variety of the colors.
That's very good for you.
Oh, and in dressing, I've got a dressing, an orange miso dressing that is really, really one of our favorites. And again, you know, real simple ingredients. You don't have all the chemicals of the other stuff. You're just blending your own. It keeps really well in the refrigerator. Never had it go bad.
Do you have that available, that orange miso dressing? Do you know it off the top of your head? Or
I don't.
Okay.
I'll have to look on my matching kit tab. It's been a little while ago since I made it, because I made a pretty good batch. It sounded good, so I just did it fairly good size. It's, I'll think of where it is. I just need to do a little recall
here. Yeah. Yeah. Well, good.
Actually, I think I gave it once when you did it way back when. It's been a while ago.
Okay. I probably have it somewhere then. Good. Anybody else have it? Yeah, we're going to go up to some friends for Thanksgiving, and we did that last year, too, and I was talking to the gal, and she said, oh, I have a tofurkey in the freezer. So she really liked it. And her kids, on the other hand, who are grown and married now, not so much, so they're going to do a traditional turkey. But she said, we can have our tofurkey and all the sides and trimmings. And so she's making a cranberry salad, a fresh cranberry salad. I'll have to get that recipe.
Oh, boy. I'd like to see the recipe on that. I'm a maniac on cranberries. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Do you want the kinds of dried cranberries that you buy, like raisins, are they all processed with a lot of sugar?
And dioxins, and, you want to watch them. Again, one of those things that's kind of like a garnish, or used, if they're used very sparingly. If you use it very sparingly, you're probably not going to get a whole lot, and not on a regular basis. You know, like, put them on your cereal every morning or something like that. And I bet you find cleaner ones than I have. I probably could get them from a dealer. Do you find organic ones, Jeannie?
You know, occasionally at Sprouts, they do have them, like this time of year and that kind of thing. I always look for, most of them are going to have the sulfur dioxide on them. They're all treated, you know, it's hard to find those that aren't. Maybe some of the farmer's markets and things like that, I wonder. Because you could probably dry those, you know, if you have a dehydrator and that kind of.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a great idea.
Because it's simply a preservative, the sulfur dioxide, which is, you know.
And you could actually use a little, a tiny bit of the stevia with a fruit that's a great idea, Jeannie. I never thought about drying my own because I always throw them in the freezer, so I've got them all year long. But this season I'll do that. You could toss them with a tiny bit of the weakest stevia, the one that says like a third of a teaspoon per serving. Or like it's in one of the packets where you put the whole packet in a cup of coffee. That would be a very weak form of stevia, so you wouldn't get them, you know, because you've got to try and control it with the distribution of it. But, I wouldn't be above even mixing that if you wanted to with a little Sucanat or Turbinado. Just to spread it thinner. So you can get better coverage, stevia and the Turbinado or Sucanat sweetener. Real simple.
You know, I have some raisins here in my pantry. Woodstock Farms is the brand. And they're raisins, but the ingredients are just organic raisins treated with organic canola oil and or organic sunflower oil. That's all. So I imagine they could probably... You might find some cranberries like that, too, if you wanted to.
Well, they might be a look of, if you kind of dry, that would be of holding them on the sweetener onto it also.
Oh, yeah.
Another form of it, and your lightest, non-flavored, did you say safflower oil? Is that what it said?
Sunflower.
Oh, sunflower.
Oh, it's big canola, and then sunflower and or.
Okay, I would use either the sunflower or the, and you can get that in the spray. You can just spray the bowl lightly, and that would be enough to toss them and coat them with, you know, just enough to pick up a few particles. Because that's probably the biggest challenge is getting it to hold on them as they dry and not just, you know, fall off.
Right. Yeah, and the thing about dried fruit is always remember that it's a real, what do they call it, high caloric density or something.
Right.
On these raisins, a quarter cup, which is not a lot, has 30 carbs, 28 grams of sugar, so it's going to be a condiment, definitely. Always use them that way.
Now, the cranberries wouldn't be nearly as bad on that
right.
part of it because they don't have the sugar content, but still, I use them as a sprinkle, like on a salad, the romaine lettuce, pear, pecan, red onion one that I do. That combination is one of our favorite winter salads. A half a pear per person, just chopped or diced and scattered over a bed of romaine lettuce, and then a little bit, a tablespoon or so, however much you like. I try and stretch it to as much as I can get down, Benny, of red onion, minced, fine, and then a few craisins and a few pecans or walnuts, toasted or raw, either way I've done them. And then maybe a tablespoon at the most of the dried cranberries. And then I use the Ciaba water dressing. And now I'd probably maybe add a little bit of water to the Ciaba, but you wouldn't even need to. And a tablespoon of that drizzled over it, not even anywhere near an ounce. And, of course, we have to tilt the plate and drink what's left on the bottom and not washing it down the drain.
Of course.
I do that. But I've never had anybody say, they go, what is your dressing? And I'm going, that's our Ciaga.
There you go.
That's even a good one for, Thanksgiving, for a green salad, fresh green salad that's real simple. Or with leftovers, however you want to do it.
Yeah. Awesome.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Jody. I'm making my oatmeal that I usually make. I'm going to take it on a trip. And I don't want to open up a thing of soy milk. My soy maker, I don't know, Bill's not liking the milk right now, so I'm not experimenting. Anyways, I have some soy powder. Now, if I sprinkle that soy powder into the mix, would that be how you have when you want to make milk and there's a powdered milk and you add water to it? Would that be the same thing? Or I looked at the side of the package and it says that you have to, boil it and set it for 2 hours. And
What I use, Jody? I just use the Body Balance. Just mix that up. It's so much healthier.
What I've got left is my chocolate one.
It's good in there, too. I tried the chocolate in there.
But Jenny's used that many times, just the chocolate in there. And it's so mild in flavor, it's not a big deal. I don't understand why he doesn't. I don't understand why he doesn't like the soy milk anymore.
I was making it, when I first made it, he liked it, and now he said it's very pasty looking. So I don't know what's going on. I'm doing this.
Put
more water in it. Your beans sometimes will just absorb differently. Put more water in it.
It's just right. I try to add different things like soy and rice. Well, he likes the rice milk, and I tried just adding a little bit more nutrients with it, like the soy, and even with almonds and stuff. And he's been complaining about it, so. He said it looks like wallpaper paste.
you've got too much in the basket for the amount of water. Put more water in. Are you putting Gar gum in too, or xanthan gum? Leave that out if you are.
I'm not putting any of that in.
Rebecca has left the conference.
All you need is more water in there if it's looking pasty.
Yeah.
And the stuff in the carton is so watered down. That, if it needs to be that thin, and yes, there is a difference in the texture.
Well, I've added water, and I don't know, it takes the taste away from it, to me, anyway.
Right.
It doesn't seem to taste the same.
Yeah. Well, they're spiking the flavor with a bunch of stuff that causes it to last for 6 months in the refrigerator. And,
has left the conference.
Does he like pumpkin?
Yeah, but I don't think he likes it in a milk.
I made, I'm just thinking that I made the pumpkin oatmeal. in the slow cooker and eat on it for several days. It's really good.
Ah. It was fantastic. We had some of it.
Yeah.
And he's not going to taste what's on it for milk. I mean, you could put water on it and he wouldn't.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. And then, I mean, we're going to have some now, but, I mean, I threw everything but the kitchen sink in this. I have quinoa. I've got quinoa. I've got steel cutters. I've got nuts. I've got raisins. I've got cinnamon, nutmeg.
Patty? Yeah, I eat my oatmeal. I just use water to thin it that morning. I do not use milk at all. I might have used milk. I just like it thinned with some water.
Uh-huh.
Everything else is fine in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll just do that. And
I still have a pretty thick anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. My goodness. I mean, this here, I'm telling you, stays with us practically. We have to, you know, say, oh, geez, it's time to eat, you know? Because there's so much in it, so hearty, you know. So. All right, well, thank you. I didn't know about that soy powder, that you could sprinkle that on it and just, you know, like a milk, like you do with powdered milk, you know. But again,
does it say soy isolate anywhere on it?
Does it what?
Say soy isolate. Isolate.
I-S-O-L-A-T-E.
On the ingredient list.
Yeah, just looking where the ingredients are, yeah.
A lot of those do, are good.
It just says soybeans as ingredients.
Okay, that's good then. I was going to say dump it if it says soy isolate.
Yeah. No, just soybeans. I know I bought it for something that I was making, and I don't know.
That's what I wanted to get to this. Powdered soy milk. If it's powdered soy milk, then yeah. But not if it's...
if this says just soybeans and there's nothing in there, you don't want to be putting that over the top. That could be raw soy powder.
Yeah.
And that's why it says cook it. Yeah. Is that... Wouldn't you agree, Jeannie?
Yeah. I would.
Okay. All right. I don't want to poison my husband. We're going on our trip. I can't make him sick now. Okay, thanks for getting me. I'd ask you guys before I start doing something like that.
That's good. Yeah. I'm proud of you, Dottie, for experimenting and all that. That's great. It's
Yep, it is.
Never hurts to ask a question, so that's good.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Have more experience than this.
Yeah. We're running over time a little bit. Anybody have a last-minute thought or comment? Okay. Well, have a great rest of the day, and thank you for your participation, and we will be back tomorrow. Happy eating.
Have fun, everybody.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Run like crazy.
Okay. Go get some light.